This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Moscow, officials are preparing to print ID cards for the approximately 1 million students in city schools. The cards will list each child's blood type and family contact numbers and instruct children how to call the police. Schools in Moscow are paying more attention to security after the horrific school siege in southern Russia that killed hundreds of people. From Moscow, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
When a chime signals break time at Moscow's school number 1262, students let off a lot of steam in the hallways. One group plays a kind of tug-of-war, grabbing a girl's arms and pulling her in two directions while she shrieks with laughter. A boy bends back a plastic spoon and shoots grains of rice across the hall. But today's playfulness is in sharp contrast to the tension here and in schools across Russia earlier this month, when heavily armed militants held more than 1,000 students, parents, and teachers hostage in Beslan. In Moscow in recent years, several apartment buildings have blown up, the siege of a theater killed more than 100 people, and several explosions hit the capital's crowded metro system. 11th grader Timur Tsupikov says the scenes of captive children in Beslan made him more afraid.
Even in my school, I don't feel safe because I'm situated in Moscow, and Moscow is the center of terrorist acts. I live my usual life, but nevertheless I'm afraid to be attacked by the terrorists. But I can do nothing.
Officials and parents are trying to do something. Step one, locking the door during the school day. Parents at school number 1262 hired an unarmed security guard 3 years ago. Now, in addition to the ID cards for Moscow's million school children, city officials are speeding up a program to install in every school an emergency alarm button with a direct connection to the closest police station. Video cameras are planned for the long term. Officials are scheduling visits to Israel this fall to learn more about protecting schools. Head of the City Council Education Committee, Yevgeny Bunimovich, doesn't know how much all this will cost.
Unfortunately, since the budget is always limited, this money will come only from other programs connected with education. We've had a strong program to get computers in the schools. That will slow down. We'll have to do this at the expense of other things.
He says the greatest cost may be psychological, a shift in how people relate to their neighborhood schools. Long-standing traditions are now becoming forbidden, such as parents coming inside to help their youngsters get coats and boots off. Parents and grandparents now wait outside school number 1262 to collect kids in the afternoon, a pleasant job in sunny September. Alla Skripchenko, a grandmother, and Zinaida Zakharova, a nanny, say they don't feel this school is totally safe. But they are pleased to have a guard here and a tall metal fence that might keep truck bombs away. Officials are also trying to improve lessons on what to do in case of a hostage situation, which are already incorporated into some health and safety textbooks. Alexei Semyonov, head of a teacher training institute, says the general message is to remain calm and detached.
Just try to be relaxed and independent, not involved in any kind of interaction with a terrorist. Of course, some kind of obedience to direct orders, simple orders, not to conflict. You'll be saved anyway.
It may be hard to convince students they would be saved. In one class of 16 people, three said they or someone they knew had been close to an explosion or attack. Sasha Bielaya has a friend who survived the theater siege in Moscow 2 years ago.
After what's happening, not only in my country, but in the entire world, I feel hatred growing inside me. I think we have to start a war, kill them, blow them up, do the same as they do to us. Because to be patient and be afraid, to put up with what they do to my friends and people of my age, that doesn't make any sense.
She laughs at the protective measures taken at her school so far. Having a guard, she says, just means any attackers would probably plan to bring more people with them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Moscow.